Welcome to the Fastest 5 Minutes presented by Kroll and Mooring. We are your hosts this week, David Robbins and Mark Reese, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts, legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. So I'm a former Air Force civilian lawyer, and Mark is a retired Army JAG, you know, uniform lawyer. We may occasionally have differences in opinion on how things work, but I think one thing we can agree on is that it was an interesting period in government contracting since the last podcast, and we're happy to tell you all about it. Mark, welcome to the podcast team.
Thank you, David. It has been interesting. Let's start off under the heading of Army modernization. Earlier this month, Chief of Staff General Mark Milley and Acting Secretary Ryan D. McCarthy of the Department of the Army distributed a memorandum entitled Modernization Priorities for the United States Army. The memorandum states that the focus of the Army's modernization strategy is to make soldiers and units more lethal. To support this focus, General Milley and Secretary McCarthy set forth 6 modernization priorities, among which is an Army network with hardware, software, and infrastructure, sufficiently mobile and expeditionary, that can be used to fight cohesively in any environment where the electromagnetic spectrum is denied or degraded. General Milley and Secretary McCarthy also commented that the Army's modernization success is dependent on, among other things, improving acquisition business processes and pursuing commercial off-the-shelf options. It will be interesting to see if those processes can be improved and if the move back to commercial items rather than customized solutions pays dividends expected.
That was a great start to the podcast career. I think we'll start to feature you as a regular. Maybe you can take over for me over time. But either way, we're delighted to have you. All right, so moving on to the topic of whistleblower reprisal. This is an area where we generally have 3 or 4 going through the group at any one time. The Government Accountability Office, or GAO, released a report outlining its review of the Department of Defense OIG's reprisal investigations program for DOD civilians and contractors. GAO found that DOD IG did not meet its statutory or internal timeliness goals for more than 83% of whistleblower reprisal investigations it closed in fiscal years 2013 to 2015. GAO noted that although the average length of all closed investigations improved by approximately 20% over the 3 fiscal years, the average lengths nonetheless exceeded timeliness goals by more than 100 days. GAO's recommendations, and there were 7 of them, included that the IG strengthen its internal controls checklist and develop a process to oversee all defense intelligence component cases. DOD IG concurred with these recommendations, but moving this to sort of the practical day-to-day how it affects us level, as a practitioner with more than a few reprisal cases on the docket, I'm a little concerned about whether the pressure for speed removes some of the incentive to consider seriously the defenses to reprisal allegations. The statute has shifted over time to favor complainants and make it harder for business realities to be considered. And I do wonder if this emphasis on speed will place more of an onus for reasoned review on the elevated review official, or in these cases, the agency head and or designee who must act on the IG's recommendations.
Thank you, David. There was one significant update in sentencing in procurement fraud cases. The Department of Justice announced a series of sentences in connection with an overbilling scheme for emergency escape windows for Humvees, which caused the U.S. Department of the Army, Tank Automotive and Armaments Command, TACOM, to lose $6.1 million. The defendants, including a TACOM deputy project manager, previously pled guilty to major fraud, illegal gratuities, and tax violations in June 2017. The sentences range from probation to 46 months incarceration and fines of several $100,000. For those interested, the DOJ press release can be found by searching for TACOM and a company called Ibis Tech.
We never know how to pronounce the more creative company names. We do our best, but that's IBIS and new word Tech, T-E-K. Or you can just reach out to us and we can send you the links to the press release. This one doesn't directly relate to government contracting, but it's important to any companies operating across the country. New York and California have new laws prohibiting employers from seeking and or relying on salary history information. Again, it's not expressly government contracts related, but it's important for everybody to know and contact their usual HR department or Labor and Employment Council, or frankly, we can connect you with some here if you need any further information. I'll do one more and maybe Mark will close. On October 11th, Ellen Lord, the Undersecretary for Defense for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, told reporters that the DoD intends to speed up contract delivery time with a goal of cutting contracting time by a whopping 50%. Undersecretary Lord referenced the Air Force's success utilizing other transaction authority, OTAs, and stated that DoD staff should be cognizant of their ability to use OTA and take a more flexible approach to procurement. DoD is also working to simplify the acquisition process by reducing regulatory burdens where appropriate and by frequently meeting with industry. Now, I'm just dying to know about what's in Mark's head when I reference Air Force acquisition and OSD involvement in procurement. Is it safest to just say no comment at this point?
We'll save those discussions for offline, David. This has been The Fastest 5 Minutes, brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, David can be reached at 202-624-2627 and Mark at 202-624-2794.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll and Mooring LLP. Subscribe on iTunes, and if you enjoy our show, please leave us a review. You can find more information at kroll.com/govconpodcast.